The position is that the bill is passed through both houses. It passed through the Senate first, it was introduced in the Senate. When it came to the National Assembly, it will go through the third reading. So the next stage will be for the bill to be sent for assent to the president. The Portfolio Committee presented a report and it made certain recommendations, but the minister refused to accept and take those recommendations on board. And as a result, the bill was passed without any amendments. There was opposition, but the vote which was taken was just a voice vote.
So it means all the amendments that were being proffered by your party and others are not going to be entertained, or they've already been ignored?
They've already been ignored. The response of the minister was very emphatic. He actually gave a lengthy response dealing with all the proposed amendments and rejected them. So after that rejection, there is no more room for any amendments.
And what can be the way forward, looking at your party? Your party has been advocating for electoral reforms, and now ZANU-PF has bulldozed this bill through Parliament, all the houses, all the stages. What can be the way forward for your party to ensure that there are electoral reforms ahead of 2018 and any other elections that may come in the country?
The position is that insofar as the legislative reform is concerned, there is still room for engagement take place. And when you look at elections, it's not just about the legislation in place, it's also about the implementation. For example, when you look at the issues relating to the voters, the problem is certainly starting with the law which is in place, but the implementation or lack thereof. When you look at the issue of the Registrar General's office, you now have a clear position, which is enunciated in terms of the constitution that has lack. Should actually be in charge. Section 239 is very clear. What is now required is for CEDEC to ensure that it carries out its job, ensures that the voters are cleaned up, and that in future we don't have a situation where people use all those voters' registration slips in place of the actual voters' vote. If the voters' vote is properly maintained and there are people who have registered to vote, they are maintained the voters' vote. There is no need for those voter registration slips. We should deal with an exception. And those slips can be susceptible to abuse, and that is where the challenge is. But in terms of reforms, I think this is a process of making events, and as a result, it is quite possible that in the future, we can continue having engagement and pressure to ensure that future elections are actually reflective of the will of the people.